Now we go from Panama down to Brazil to honor a Brazilian musician who passed away last week at the age of 94. Her name was Edici Oliveira Nogueira, and she hailed from Santa Amara. That's a colonial town in the Brazilian state of Bahia. Dona Edici, as she was known, didn't officially get into the music business until her 60s, but she made a big impression. Reporter Sylvia Maria Gross visited Dona Edici at her home a few years ago and was served up a healthy portion of her specialty.
Brazilian samba has its roots in Bahia, where African and European cultures met, so it was very much a part of Dona Edici's childhood there. As a little girl, she told me, she loved to listen to samba at birthday parties and festivals, and one day she grabbed a knife and a bowl and joined in.
Olha o tombo do pau, ai, ai, olha o tombo do pau, ai, ai, olha o tombo do pau, ai, ai, olha o tombo do pau.
That was the start of Dona Edici's lifelong passion. She sang a kind of samba known as samba de roda, which is played in a circle of instruments with the dancers in the middle. There were drums, tambourine, guitar, and in Dona Edici's case, a knife and plate. But she wasn't always good at it.
Comecei a pegar, mas não tinha um ritmo.
She said when she first began, she didn't have the rhythm down, but she worked on her scraping technique with a metal knife on the lip of a deep porcelain plate. It had to be a cheap, thick porcelain so it wouldn't break. For years, she only played for family and friends. That's how she was discovered by a man she helped raise. Dona Edici actually nursed Caetano Veloso when he was a baby. His parents lived a few doors down. Caetano Veloso and his sister would grow up to be part of Brazil's radical Tropicália movement in the 1960s and became two of the country's most iconic musicians. He had just come back from exile during the dictatorship when he heard Dona Edici play the plate at a family gathering.
Caetano ficou de...
She said when the samba was over, he invited her to join him on a couple of tracks on a new album. She ended up singing the opening song on Veloso's experimental album, Araçá Azul.
Vou-me embora pro sertão, ô viola, meu bem, ô viola. Eu aqui não me dou bem, ô viola, meu bem, ô viola.
Dona Edici was in her late 60s, and from then on she would be known as Edith of the Plate. She toured with Veloso and played occasional shows, too, until she recorded her own album in 2002 at the age of 87.
Santo Amaro, sem nebu e calolé. Santo Amaro, sem nebu e calolé. Eu só vou no samba, no lugar que tem mulher. Eu só vou no samba, no lugar que tem mulher. Santo Amaro.
Dona Edici told me that musicians from around the world beat a path to her door to learn how to bang out samba on a porcelain plate. She even tried to show me how to do it.
O tom com a mão aqui, de baixo.
But she said it's difficult. You have to have a lot of axé, that's an African word for spiritual power, to keep the beat.
Oh, é mesmo.
In her last years, Dona Edici sometimes forgot the lyrics to songs, but she just needed a few words to get started.
Vou-me embora pro sertão, viola, meu bem, viola.
Many of the musicians she influenced were at Dona Edici do Prato's funeral last week. Caetano Veloso sang. It was a fitting end for the woman who nourished future generations with a plate full of music. For The World, I'm Sylvia Maria Gross.
That's going to do it for us today. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for listening.
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you by Medtronic, now recruiting runners benefiting from medical technology to participate in Medtronic Twin Cities Marathon events. Application available at medtronic.com/globalheroes.